We should be on our knees because who He is, who Jesus is, really is in you. All this power in you.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day and welcome back to Love Never Fails. Today, in the second part of our study on Hebrews, Pastor Bill dives deeper into the incredible nature and work of the Son. How does Jesus maintain the universe? And what does His work of making purification for sins mean for our lives today? Now, Pastor, with part two of Who is Jesus?
Have you ever spoke to your child? Johnny, stop doing that. Yes, Daddy. Johnny, I thought I told you. Oh, I'm going to, Daddy. Do you follow me? Not much power there. And then you finally, when he sees your veins bulge, he knows I'm going to leave him alone now because I'm going to get it. See how much effort I had to put into that to correct him? God puts absolutely no effort. Everything He does is without difficulty. Everything He does is without effort. He speaks and it is instantly done. Do you understand? And I say, oh Lord, this is deeper than anything. So if that is true, and it is true, I'm going to ask you a question. Is Jesus enough for you? Is He really enough, church? Come on, let's be honest this morning. Is Jesus enough for you? I mean, is He enough for your fears and your worries and your problems and your hurts and your needs? Who knows your heart more than Jesus Christ? No one. Oh, listen, then why are you trying to hold all things together? Why are you worrying? Why are you worried about anything? Hey, look, all Jesus has to do is speak and it's done. You're in Christ. Do you understand? We don't have to worry. We just have to believe the promises of God. You know what Job said? Listen to Job. Listen, he said in Job 42:1, Job said to the Lord, he says, I know, that's an important word. I know that you can do everything. Do you believe that, church? No, come on. Then why do you toss it turn during the night? Job says, I know with all of my being that you can do anything. He said, and no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Church, do you believe that? I mean, I say, oh God, you know what he just said? No one can ever frustrate and prevent and stop the perfect will of God. No one can stop the purposes of God. No person can stop the plans of God. Why? Because of who Jesus is. He is omnipotent. He is all powerful. Amen. Listen to me. Someone said it this way. There is nothing outside God which is possible in itself. That is a great word. Loved one, listen. Jesus, who He is and what He has done. Number six, look at it. Who is He? Well, it says here, when He had by Himself, no one else, just Jesus, by Himself purged our sins. He did that on the cross on earth. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high in heaven, loved one. So who is Jesus? He did something that no one else can accomplish. He has cleansed our sin. Do you know how filthy sin is? I mean, think how degrading a task that is. How would you like to be a sewer cleaner? How would you like to go clean out the sewers in Dallas? Not Fort Worth, we're clean over here, but over in Dallas. You understand? Think about that. How degrading. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It says that when He had, look at it, when He had, that's the tense there is aorist. In the Greek, it means it's a one-time act that completely, a past completed act, and it's meaning Jesus, what He did is finished. Amen? He did it by Himself. That means that Jesus, He was the offering by Himself. He was the sacrifice. and also the sacrificer. He was the one, he's the high priest. He sacrificed himself and he sat down. What does that mean? It means that when Jesus sat down, our forgiveness, our cleansing of sin was forever accomplished and never to be repeated again. Amen. You see, the emphasis in Hebrews here in this text, later on it's different, but here, the emphasis is not how this was done or how Jesus did it, but what was done. Jesus went to the cross and he has cleansed us, purged us from all sin by himself, by his own blood, by his own sacrifice of himself, by means of his death. It is finished. Our sins have been wiped away. We're not only completely saved, we are completely forgiven. Amen? I mean, completely forgiven. The book, Colossians 2:14, tells us about the handwriting, the book, the requirements, all of our book of sin. I mean, we could all have a book written page after page of sin, couldn't we? It says it nailed that book, that sin debt to the cross. Our debt is paid. Jesus paid the sin of the world. Amen? The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. The wages means sin pays. You earn something. But it says, but the gift, and you can't earn a gift. A gift is given freely. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It says again, number 7, it says, when he purged our sins, look what he did. Number 7, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty upon high. And we're going to really cover this later in Hebrews. But we know what that means. Listen, it's written to the Jewish readers, but we know what this means as well. In the Old Testament, was there a chair in the tabernacle? Was there a chair in the temple for the priest? No. In other words, they offered sacrifices for 1,500 years and it never did take away sin. They were atoned for every year. So the blood of bull and goats can never take away our sins, okay? But Jesus, look what he did. When he entered heaven, he sat down, which means what? His work is finished. Yes, he's there to make intercession for us. But loved one, listen, his mission is accomplished upon this earth. The Bible tells us in Psalm 110:1, it says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool at your right hand. Jesus is at the right hand of God right now. Right now. He has all power. He has all authority in heaven upon this earth. Amen. At the right hand, Jesus, the God-man, he is our great high priest, the forerunner. He's gone before us. He's behind the veil. He's in the real Holy of Holies, where the real throne of grace is. He's entered for you and for me. He's there to represent us. That's who Jesus is, loved one. That's who Jesus is. Now listen to me. Do you know who Jesus is? Well, he's in you. He's in you. The one who holds everything together in this universe is in you. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? Do you believe that? 1 John 4:4, what did the apostle of love, what did he say? He said, oh, little children, we know that we're of God and all that. And he says, now listen, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Who's in us? The one who holds all things together, the one who created everything, the one who spoke and it was done. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone be in Christ Jesus, new creation, old things pass away, all things become new. Oh, and I say, oh, Lord, you are the verses we read, who Jesus is. He is in you right now. Philippians 1:6, think about this one. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will what? Complete it. Finish it. Bring it to conclusion. Fulfill the goal until the very day of Christ Jesus our Lord. Then I look and I say, oh Lord, how about this one? Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Here it comes. Now listen, according to the power that is where? In us. The power that is in us right this minute. To him, it goes on to say, be glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations. And we're a generation. Listen, I say this joking, but not joking. I've preached in many different churches in the 37 years that I've tried to be in the ministry with the Lord. I've preached in dead churches. I preached 2 weeks in New England before someone even smiled. And then I knew I had revival. I've preached to two people at a church service, and one got saved, and they were both 85 years old. And I've preached in services to where I could say what I just said, and the whole church would go crazy. Tambourines would be going off, and handkerchiefs would be flying, and people would be wanting to dance and shout. But we're not. And the truth is that if you understand that, we should be on our face. We should be on our knees, because who he is, who Jesus is, really is in you. All this power in you. You are a new creation, a new humanity, the church of Jesus Christ, loved one. Oh, listen, the Bible tells us this in Ephesians 1:19. It tells us this, that you may know, Paul's praying, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power. Here it comes, not in us. We already know about that. He says, God's power toward us, toward us. And I go, what? Oh, yeah, the greatness of his power toward us who believe, who believe. Listen to me. Do you really believe that all of God's power, his mighty working power, is more than just in us? It is directed toward us. All the power. Why? We're the church. We're his church. Do you understand? We're his body on this planet, loved one. And I'm telling you, listen, Calvary, who do you say Jesus is? Who do you really say, loved one? Listen, 2023 is our Jordan. It is not a year. It's a Jordan. And we have to wake up. We have to awake out of sleep. All of God's power is directed toward each of us, toward his church. What did Paul the Apostle tell the church at Ephesus? He said in Ephesians 6:10, finally, brethren, be weak in the Lord. He says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We have the greatest good news on the planet. Romans 1:16, the good news is the power of God under salvation. Amen? The good news, the gospel, is power. It takes a dead man, a spiritually dead person, and it makes them alive. They walk in a newness of life. They leave the deadness of life to walk in a newness of life. And I look and I say, oh, Lord. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 2:5, it says that your faith should not rest in the wisdom of men. The wisdom of man is the spirit of the world. Wisdom of man, but what do we rest in? But rest in the power of God. Do you rest in the power of God? Paul the Apostle, what did he say to the church at Philippi in 4:13? He said this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do we really believe that scripture? Come on, I mean, in all honesty, if I read to you Ephesians 1:20 and following, you know what we would learn? We would learn that Jesus is above everything that can be named in this age and the age to come. He's above every title, every principality, every power, every dominion, every rulership, and all things, boy, have been placed under his feet. And whenever the kingdom age comes, you'll see that happen too. Death is the last enemy to be put away. Loved one, listen. The Bible says that he is the head of the body and we're the fullness of him who fills all in all. If we possess Jesus, we possess everything. Do you understand? We have everything that we need. Where is Jesus right now? He's at the right hand of God, right this very minute. And we're standing on an earth that he spoke into existence. Oh, the power that's there. He is reigning right this minute over everyone and everything. He's the sole head of the universe and the sole head of his church. And here's the deal. If we are in him, we are in union with him. And if we're in union with him, we share his very life. And if we share his very life and his very nature, loved one, listen to me. That means that we live. The one who is living in us is not only the creator of everything. He is also the sustainer of everything and the upholder of all that is. That's who he is. That's who Jesus is. And I say to myself, here in the 21st century, after all these years, I say to myself, why is it in this generation now Now that we've finally got through the COVID, kind of, whatever's happened, I don't care. Why is everything so difficult? Why is there such a war? Why is there just, why? I mean, what is wrong? I mean, if we have all of this power working in us and all of God's power working toward us, Acts 1:8, that we're endued with that power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, man, listen, when he fills you with power from upon high, Jesus said, you're going to be my witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the very end of the age. Paul the Apostle, he says, in 2 Corinthians 4:7, he says, and we have, present tense, we have right now, church, we have this treasure in our earthen vessels. This treasure, what treasure is that? Not only just Christ in us, we have the power of God in us. Do you understand? Do you? We have the power of God in us. And here's the thing. We have to ask ourselves, because we are in perilous times. We are in dangerous times. Are we manifesting his treasure to this world? What God says we have, are we? Is it happening? Hebrews is not about quitting. Hebrews is not about slothfulness. Hebrews is not about drifting away from God's word and our responsibility. Hebrews is about running the race and finishing the race. Amen? It's about progressing. It's about pressing on and finishing. And listen, we have a word from God, 2022, 2024. We are in revolution. We are in war. And I fear today we've taken our eyes, and I know it hurts to look at our world. I know it hurts to look at all the things that are happening. We live in a mean time. We live in a vicious time. We live in, people are angry. Do you understand? We live in a filthy world. We live in a filthy land. Our nation, I love America, but listen to me. America is filthy. Filthy music, filthy movies, filthy mouths, filthy minds. And those filthy minds are trying to castrate the minds and bodies of our children. We live in a filthy, filthy land. Proverbs says in 30:12, there's a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet it's not washed from its filthiness. That's who we are, not us. We're not filthy. We've been cleansed. Amen? But listen, we have to wake up. We have to work. Jesus said, for the night is coming when no man can work. Who is Jesus to us? Come on, church. You know, when I hear Christians complain, do you know that bothers me? And I'm not saying I never complain, but I'm not really a complainer. I like to stop complaining. Do you know what I mean? Did you know that complaining is a sin? Did you know that arguing with God is a sin? Did you know that murmuring is a sin? Did you know the Bible says in Philippians 2:14, it's a command, by the way, we're commanded not to murmur, not to complain, not to argue. And who's argue with what, one another? No, argue with God about the way he's doing things, the way he's working in us in our life. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Well, it's because God is the one working in you. Then he goes, therefore, do all things without complaining and arguing. Arguing with who? God. Can you imagine? We're called the light of the world, but I don't like the way you're doing things. We're the salt of the earth. But, I don't know, Lord, this is just too much. I don't know. I don't like it. It's too hot, too cold. And yeah. Bill preaches too long. The ambassadors for Christ, miserable, miserable. No longer fishing for men. Come on. And I look and I say, oh, God, listen. Listen, do you really believe, Calvary? Listen to me now. Do you really believe? Do you really believe who Jesus is? Do you really believe that that power is available to those that believe? I'm going to tell you something. Unbelief doesn't expect a thing. And unbelief doesn't expect it's going to get anything. When Jesus came into Nazareth and there in his own hometown, what did it say in Mark's gospel, the sixth chapter? I don't know. I think it's the sixth chapter, fifth verse, something. What did he say? I could do no mighty works there. You know, I laid my hands on a few sick people. That was it. Why? He could do nothing there. Why? Because of their unbelief. And it says that Jesus marveled. He marveled. Did you know that unbelief stops the power in our lives? God says, why don't you believe me? I can't lie. Why don't you believe me? I sent my son to die for you. I love you. You have a home in heaven. Your names are written in the Lamb's book of life. We have all of this power. Listen, I don't mean this in the mean way. All of us are growing in different areas and so forth. And I don't mean this in a mean way, but do you believe we have the power of God?
Yes.
Because we're His body, amen? Well, how come you say, but do you have enough power to pray? Did you pray today? Do you have an altar at your home? Do you open your Bibles to your children? Are you training up your children in the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ? And I'm not beating on you. I'm just asking. Those are commands. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, where's the power? Do we barely have enough power to get to church on time? Thank you. 2023 is our Jordan. Hebrews, perfect timing. Perfect book for us. We need to cross over. Cross over, all of us, not just a few of us, all of us. Let me ask you a question one more time. But did we just learn that Jesus created the eons, the ages?
Yes.
Well, that means our age has already been created. He already knows what's going to happen. Amen?
Amen?
But we don't. May I tell you that He has already gone before us? What do we have to do? Well, see, there's the Jordan. A Jordan is a year, but we're not counting it like a year. It's our Jordan. We have to cross over because Jesus has already crossed over for us. He's already gone into the land. He's already defeated all of our enemies. We just have to believe they're defeated. Do you understand? Everything that we need in the promised land, and heaven is not the promised land. It's right here if you want to make it that way. And it belongs to us. It belongs to us. Why? Because Jesus owns all things. And if Jesus owns all things and you're in Him, you own all things. Do you understand? Well, Bill, does that mean I'm going to have a Cadillac and be rich? Stop it. No, listen, we have to cross over because He is waiting for us. Come on, Bill. Come on, Calvary. There's an adventure and it's waiting. You've never passed that way before. It's waiting for you. January. Is this still January? Well, it's got to be toward the end, isn't it? Well, we got to go cross now. And we have to do it with one another, all of us, not leaving any of us behind, loved one. Listen, Jesus told us, He said, listen, if you want to come after me, here's the deal. Just deny yourself. Come on, deny yourself. Take up your cross daily. Follow me. And He says, and you know what happens when you follow Him? Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And he who follows after me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He's already there. He's already saying, come along. Come with me now. Travel with me. Our adventure is across the Jordan, loved one. It's time to become radical. It's time to believe. It's time to get excited. It's time to be full of the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
It's time right now. Not tomorrow. Today. 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 Right now is the time. And you know what? If you don't know Christ, you can't cross over with us. If you're not saved, you can't go with us. But you can be saved as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. If you're here this morning, listen, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, I'm saying, Jesus, save me. Lord, be my Lord. If you've not done that, you can do it right now. You don't have to get out of your chair. You don't have to come to this altar, but you have to lift your hand and put it right back down and say, Bill, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Anyone here that would say, that's me, Lord. I want you to save me right now. Anyone, quickly. Well, Father, it looks like everybody is saved, but I don't know about those online, but if you lifted your hand, listen, you cry out to Jesus right now and just say, Jesus, be my Lord. Jesus, save me. And I promise you, He will save you. In Jesus' name. Live the adventure, loved one, in Jesus' name.
We encourage you to meditate on the profound truths in Pastor's study today. He is the one who, by the word of His power, upholds the universe, and after making purification for our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. What an incredible and loving Savior we serve. Join us next time when Pastor Bill's study of Hebrews continues. God bless, and so long for today. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.